YCBS,
your international youth radio.
People travel. Summer Academy on the topics of diversity, integration, stereotypes, and immigration. People travel is a saying from a well-known Bulgarian writer, quoted by Nadezhda from Bulgaria. She likes this saying. Traveling is important to better understand others, she explained. Nadezhda is working in the field of gender studies and is a participant at the Summer Academy organized by the Catholic University for Social Sciences in Berlin, which students and young professionals attend from countries all around the world.
Hello, everybody. My name is Nadezhda Dermendjieva. I'm from Bulgaria. I'm 27 years old. I study gender studies. I work in the field of women's issues in a non-governmental organization called Bulgarian Fund for Women. Now we are in Berlin. I came here on a two-week course, Diversity and Education, organized by the Catholic University in Berlin. The course was great. It covered five topics: gender, education, social development, participation, and migration and immigration. The school is on the topic of diversity, so there were students all over the world, actually, from Bulgaria, as you can see, from Germany, from Turkey, Ghana, the UK, and many, many other countries. I don't remember them all. Different religions, different interests. In each topic, we had the opportunity to discuss, and I learned about the situation in all the countries, about their problems, about tolerance, gender, participation. Well, it depends. I mean, there are some specific sectors where Bulgaria is well situated in matters of equality, and there are some sectors where in matters of tolerance we have to learn a lot from the developed countries, and especially from Denmark, for example. In Bulgaria, the percentage of women who take decisions or who are in politics is under 20%. And this percentage hasn't changed for more than 10 years. While in Denmark, they have achieved the 30%, the limit of 30%, and now they are striving for more.
And what's the situation of women in Bulgaria concerning the domestic violence?
It's a big topic, first of all. Second of all, it's a taboo. It's hard for people to speak about it. The statistics is that one in every four women is a victim of domestic violence. So the situation is not that good. We have shelters, of course, for victims of domestic violence, but in Bulgaria the shelters are for 10 to 20 women, while in other countries they have shelters for 100 women, for example.
Öder comes from Turkey. He lives in Gaziantep, on the border with Syria. His city is very multicultural and is known for its sweets, but also for the Gaziantep peanuts. Öder is passionately working with young people and children who have had to grow up without parents and who are faced with many disadvantages. Öder also grew up without parents, which allows him to understand the problems that young people who don't have the support of a family have to face.
Yeah, I'm working with children and young people who are needy and who are disadvantaged. I mean, if they have some family problems, if their parents got divorced, if the family don't have enough economical opportunities, so we try to help these children. The name of the organization actually depends on the municipality, Gaziantep Metropolitan Municipality, and we have three different organizations. One of them, Oya Bahadır Yüksel Gençlik Merkezi, another one, Münir Onat Çocuk ve Gençlik Merkezi, the third one, Akınal Çocuk Gençlik ve Aile Merkezi. Actually, I was working voluntary before my degree, and I lived for some time in the same organization, in the same institution. So always it was my dream to study social work and then come back and work the place which I grew up. So that's why I chose. Yeah, actually my parents also got divorced when I was so young. So after some time I came to this institution and I get some aid, help from that institution. Actually my grandparents, they grew me up and I was together with them for some time, but they were quite old, and when they died, I came to this institution directly.
And why are you attending this summer school now?
Because the topic is quite interesting for me. It's like diversity in the big cities, and actually I also come from in a big city. It's the sixth biggest one in my hometown, in my country, home country. So also sometimes we are facing the problems in my home country, because also there are different ethnic origin people in my country. So I just wanted to see what's the situation in Berlin and what can I contribute to the summer school, what can I learn from this summer school. I was in Berlin for some time and I really liked the city. So I thought that it's a great opportunity to be in Berlin again, to see the people, and also some lecturers from Katholische Hochschule. Yeah, they helped me a lot when I was here. Actually, I learned the social structure of Berlin, and I learned something about participation. How can we participate disadvantaged people? And I learned more about migration and integration and social inclusion.
Integration is a topic which Uder believes must be discussed. It's interesting to hear the way Uder argues how integration works. He states that integration is possible as long as the person shows a willingness to be integrated. However, integration is like a two-way street. It can only be successful if society is itself willing to accept a new member.
I did my internship in Berlin. Yeah, I used to make some interview with people from different origins, and when I talk some, they said, yeah, we really like to be in Berlin and we are earning our money, we are working, and we think that we integrated. I mean, I can speak German, I can express myself in German, so I don't have any problem with the state. So I'm quite happy and I think that I integrated. But also when I talk some other people, they used to say, no, German states, they are really discriminating, they are making this institutional discrimination, and because I cannot speak German, they don't give me enough opportunity to live, to work. So, yeah, in my opinion, when I observe the situation, if you want to integrate yourself and if you want to do something, there is enough opportunity in Berlin.
When we think logically, we live logically, and when we live logically, we can be happy. So for me, philosophy is really good. Studying the different theses, Rousseau, Schopenhauer, etc., when you study them and you compare them, you can find your own way of thinking, and this is what I'm looking for.
Amin has a passion for mathematics, finance, and logical science, but also in general logical ways of thinking. He thinks that topics from the fields of math and finance are strongly connected with social science. Amin is originally from the town of Fes in Morocco, but he studies in Paris, his favorite city.
The financial mathematics means applied mathematics to finance. Scientific ways we use in order to understand economy and finance. And of course, as I said, I think that nowadays economics, finance, politics, social science, all these are really connected. So in order to understand one of them, it's compulsory to understand all of them, I think. My name is Amin Debar. I'm from Morocco and I live in France, in Paris. I study mathematics in Université Pierre et Marie Curie, Paris 6. I studied actually applied mathematics to finance. First of all, I came to this summer school because it was in Berlin. It's a very good point. And in fact, I studied financial mathematics, as I said, and the purpose is to understand finance and to find new methods, new quantitative methods to analyze and to understand finance. And finance, of course, it's related to economy, related to politics, related to everything. So all the fields are connected between each other, including social science. For instance, I could in the future work in human resources, and in human resources, social science is compulsory in order to understand the people working in company, etc. So yes, everything is useful, everything is linked with mathematics and with other fields. I don't like to define myself as a student in mathematics because I like too much things. For instance, before studying mathematics, I used to study a little bit physics, philosophy.
Amin talks about life, culture, and social structures in Paris, Berlin, and Fès, his home city, which is historically very unique. Fès, he said, is the cultural center of Morocco, where the high society of the country comes from. Amin also states, however, that this is also a form of stereotype.
I think that in France things are very different. It means that here I see that immigrants are quite well integrated. At least they obey to the same rules. In France, we see the problem. I think that everybody heard about the problem of the suburbs in Paris. Means that there is immigrants which have problems and create problems both. So, yeah, they are. This creates some tension and makes some distance between the autochtones and the immigrants. Sometimes it's not always the case, but sometimes in France there is also the assimilation process. So you have to obey to the same to some specific rules to change sometimes a part of the culture in order to get integrated, which is not the case here in Germany, as I see. For example, the burqa question. In France, the women cannot wear the burqa, even the scarf. She cannot wear it in public places, administration offices, etc. So yes, they try sometimes to change the culture of origin. Yeah, my personal opinion, yeah, we should allow them to wear the burqa if they want to, because everyone should choose how to wear, how to think, how to behave. So it's a personal question, I think. If some women want to wear skirts or go in swimsuits, nobody's gonna care. So why not the burqa? I saw it once or twice in Morocco. In France, I never saw it. So I think they created a big problem for 800 women who wear the burqa.
This is not the point of the problems, do you think?
Yes.
And if the people are good educated in France, it's then important where are they from?
For me, I don't think so, because since I arrived to France, I never suffered from any discrimination or anything. Since I arrived to France, I felt French. The highway that encircles Paris and separates Paris from the suburbs. There is Paris, which is very rich, and some suburbs which are really poor. So I think this is some kind of separation, yeah.
And what is the situation in Fès?
Well, I haven't been to Fès since 2 years, maybe. I've been to Tangier 3 weeks ago. I didn't see much change. Morocco has a lot of ethnic diversity. For example, Amazigh, Shle, Riafa, Arabic, Berber. Yes, the three first one are considered as being Berber, and there is Arabics. So yes, there is a lot of diversity, but I never felt any tension. Maybe I didn't care about it. It exists, I didn't care about it, or it doesn't exist. The economy is densely located in Casablanca. It's the economic capital of Morocco. Politics are in Rabat. Fez is the cultural city of Morocco. It's the history. It's 12 centuries old city, so it's very old. The Medina is UNESCO heritage site. So yes, it has a big importance, touristically speaking, but specifically historically and culturally. And maybe this is why the Fasist families are a little bit more educated than the others. Stereotypes, once again. Babujlud, it's some kind of Brandenburg gates in the Moroccan way. It's a very traditional gate. It used to be the gate of the old city of Fes, one of them. And there is it's the entry of the Medina, and yeah, tourists like it very much. There is a cafe where I used to go, held by an English guy. It's a cross-cultural cafe where we meet people from all countries. It's a really great place.
YCBS, your international youth radio.
I live in a city too long, I start knowing it too much, more than I should, and then I probably could say that Berlin is better to live here because it's cleaner, it's more comfortable, it's not as densely populated as Paris, it's not as expensive as Paris, but Paris is still for me a very charming city, maybe the most charming in the world.
Moderated by Hannah Sobosinski.